coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Mr. Coach.
Hey, Doc. Hey, I saw your car in the parking lot. Man, it looks great.
Got a new way of washing it. Hot water.
How'd you get hot water outside?
Just ran a hose out my window down past Luther's apartment out onto the street. I must have been there for an hour, scrubbing and rinsing, scrubbing and rinsing.
Huh. I'm suing our landlord. You had me hot water this morning, Dauber.
Drop it, too.
Yeah, well, we didn't. Ruth Ann and I couldn't shower at home. At least I can shower here. Ruth Ann had to go through the car wash.
Okay. Stay calm. He's on his way.
Who?
Charles W. Kisley. That's who, the new president of this university.
He's coming down here? Why?
He wants to meet you.
Well, can't I just autograph a football and send it up to him?
Hayden, he is the president of this institution, and I advise you to keep your sense of humor in check. He's a very serious person. He's not a fun guy like me.
Well, I better go. I get really nervous around people like that. I might say something stupid.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Michael F. Dubinsky. It's an honor to meet someone of such immense proportions.
Thank you.
Dr. Kisley, Coach Hayden Fox.
Hi, Chuck. How you doing?
Hayden, I've really been looking forward to this. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. You know, in this day and age when college athletics seems to tarnish a school's reputation more easily than enhance it, I've always admired the Screaming Eagles for their class and professionalism.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hayden, what'd you think of this? Is that effective?
How's it going?
I think President Kisley hates me.
He just got here, Howard. He couldn't possibly hate you yet.
I try so hard. I mean it, Hayden. Why don't people cotton to me?
Well, it doesn't help that you use phrases like cotton to me.
Well, I just think that Kisley is a stuffed shirt. He's a snob. He's an arrogant windbag with a great big stick up his... Hi, sir.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's a lovely day. It's the nicest day I've ever seen. Anywhere.
Yes, it is. Would you excuse us, please, Howard?
Oh, sure.
What can I do for you, Charles?
There's a huge black tie charity banquet in New York City this weekend, of which I am the chairman. Oh. And I would like you and your wife to sit next to me and my wife on the dais. And if you don't mind, I'd like you to say a few words. It's a very worthy cause. A new national scholarship fund, and they're honoring a friend of mine.
Jeez, oh, man, there's nothing I love more than those formal academic functions, but, gosh, this weekend's pretty bad for me. I tell you, I could send a donation in your friend's name. What is your friend's name?
Frank Gifford.
This weekend.
So can you make it?
Well, all I got to do is call Christine, but I'm sure she'd I would love to. So, you know Frank Gifford?
Yeah, we were fraternity brothers at SC together. And anyway, I think this would be a great opportunity for my wife and I to get to know you and Christine a little better. We're new in the area, haven't made many new friends yet.
Right. So tell me more about Frank Gifford.
Well, he's as genuine as they come. He's the same person you see on television. That's exactly who he is. Huh. Elegant, sophisticated. You know, I've often thought that people in sports really owe Frank a lot. Because over the last 40 years, he has done a lot to dispel that terrible stereotype that people in sports are vulgar, lowbrow. Course.
Yeah. Has anybody seen my pants?
Okay.
It's not my fault, Hayden. How's it going? I put my pants...
Look. You know who this is?
Yeah, he's the guy this morning when I had that thing on my back.
Yes, that was me.
No, I see.
Luth, this is the new president of the university, Mr. Charles W. Kisley. Kisley.
Really? You should be very proud of this school. The reason I'm showering here is because the showers here have such great water pressure. Although I put my pants outside and somebody took them, you might want to tighten up security a little bit.
I'll get on that right away. Right. You'll call my secretary when you spoke to Christine.
You betcha.
What was that all about?
Oh, it's just nothing. It's some charity dinner he wants me to go to with he and his wife, me and Christine.
I don't envy you. It seems a little stuffy to me. You see the way he dresses? So what kind of charity banquet is it?
No, it's just a charity dinner for Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford? Oh, I love Frank Gifford. Did I ever tell you about the time I played against him in college? He ran right over me. I said, he hit me so hard and knocked the tooth off. It was one right here. I didn't mind so much because it was crooked anyway, right here.
Put your lip down, Luke.
You know, when he first started doing Monday Night Football, I sent him the tooth he knocked out just for good luck. I never heard from him, but it must have worked because nobody ever had better luck than that. Can I go?
You really want to go?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll talk to Charles, see what I can do.
Oh, man, that would be great. I get to meet Frank Gifford. God, I gotta go tell Dauber.
Wait a minute.
So Charles doesn't want Luther to go.
Well, he did say the banquet was sold out, but that's after he found out Luther was a guy running around in a shower cap and no pants.
Do you think Luther will understand?
Oh, he'll have to. I mean, we're just invited guests. We have no say over who goes and who doesn't.
Well, but if he already has his hopes up... And
look, Christine, I told him I'd check it out for him. He knows it's not a sure thing.
I got a new suitcase. I wouldn't want Frank to see me checking the hotel with my clothes stuffed in that free tote bag I got the racetrack.
Shouldn't have done that, Luke.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll take it back after the trip. I still got the receipt.
You're not going, Luther.
Huh?
You're not going.
How come?
I need you here.
What for?
To hold down the fort.
Hold down the fort? It's off season. No one's going to attack the fort.
Okay, Luke. I'll be honest with you.
Just give me a chance to leave before the honest part.
Don't lie to me, Hate.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I tried, but Kisley just doesn't want you there.
Kisley? What did he say?
He said that this was going to be a dignified and very classy affair, and he didn't think that you'd fit in.
Well, did you stick up for me?
It was hard, Luther. You weren't wearing any pants.
So you're ashamed of me?
No, I'm not. Everyone else is, but I'm used to you.
You're afraid I'll make you look bad in front of all those important people.
Luther, it wasn't me. It was Kisley.
If you're really my friend, you wouldn't let somebody treat me like that.
There's nothing I can do, Luther.
I see how it works. You're turning into one of them.
One of who?
One of those people who wear nice clothes and chew with their mouth closed and keep their fingernails clean.
What the hell's wrong with that?
Oh, my God, it's worse than I thought.
Luther, if I make friends with Frank Gifford, you're going to have a lot of chances to meet him.
Well, my chances depend on someone else liking you. What are my odds on that happening?
Why are you getting so upset about one dinner?
It's not the dinner. I don't care about the dinner. There's dinner, too?
Sorry, Luce. I really am.
No, you're sorry. I'm the one that's sorry, Hayden. I'm sorry that after 30 years of friendship, you're ashamed to be seen with me in public. I'm sorry that I embarrass you. But you know what I'm most sorry about? What I'm most sorry about is you used to let someone kick me like a dog, and then you just turn the other way and let them keep on kicking me.
You're right.
Huh?
You're right.
Who you call?
Charles. Yeah, it's Hayden Fox. Yeah, I'm all set. I got the tickets. I got the hotel reservation. Charles, listen, I know what you said, but Luther really wants to meet Frank Gifford. And I've given this a lot of thought, and I don't feel I can go unless he comes with us. Now, if you really feel that the relationship between the university president and the football coach is an important one, you'll do this for me, Charles. He says he can't get you into the banquet. It's all sold out.
I don't care about the banquet. I just want to meet Frank Gifford.
He says he doesn't care about the banquet. He just wants to meet Frank Gifford. He says he can arrange
that. Fuck you!
Luther says thank you. Thank you very much, Charles.
Oh, God, thanks, Lonnie. Yeah, I really appreciate this. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. I really should have done it sooner.
Wait till I tell Ruth Ann she's going to be hanging out with Kathy Lee.
Wow. Look at New York.
There's so much happening right on the street, Christine. Look. There's a man buying a watch. There's a woman buying a bag of chestnuts. Oh, look, there's a man buying a woman.
Oh. Hayden, the party is not until tonight. And, well, we get to New York so rarely. After Charles and his wife leave, why don't we just take a nice long walk around the city?
Gosh, Christine, we get a chance to stay in a hotel like this so rarely. Why don't we just take a nice long nap here?
Hayden, I really want to see that new exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art.
Okay, I'll sleep there.
Hi!
Hi, Luther.
Hey. Hi, Hayden.
What are you guys doing here?
We just want to see where you're staying.
Wow! Look at this place!
How much is it?
Well, I don't know. The charity's putting us up, but I'd guess about $300 a night.
$300 for one night? The place we found for $300, you can stay as long as you want.
Well, leave it to you to find a cheap hotel in New York City.
Not exactly in New York City.
Where is it?
Weehawken, New Jersey.
Very convenient.
Yeah, you just get on a bus to the subway, walk across town, and there you are.
I use the loo.
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
I love calling it that. That was the name of my first husband.
Look, you know, I'm expecting the President Kisley up here any minute, so I just need you to be cool, okay?
Don't worry about me. I'll be so dignified you think I passed on.
That's all I can ask for.
Good. Allow me?
Charles, good afternoon. Good to see you. Madam, I'm Luther Van Damme. I don't believe I've had the honor.
Jane Kisley, pleasure to meet you.
Charmed, I'm sure. You know the Foxes.
Good to see you, folks.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to thank you, Charles, for giving me the opportunity to meet Frank Gifford. It really means the world to me.
I'm glad I could do it for you, Luther. I really am.
Never buy pantyhose in an airport.
This is Ruth Ann, my lover.
Nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you, too. Well, Luther, since you're here, why don't I go over the arrangements we've made for tonight?
Sure.
The banquet starts at 7. That's
when I'll get to meet Frank?
No. At 6:57, the Giffords will be coming down the hallway, which is just to the side and the rear of the banquet room. Now, if you and your Ruth Ann will be there at that exact time, you'll have 3 minutes to meet the Giffords before the banquet.
3 minutes? I don't believe it. 3 minutes. This is the happiest night of my life.
Are you sure Luther knew it was this corridor?
He knows where it is. I drew him a map.
What if he lost the map?
He didn't lose it, I promise you. I drew it on the back of a bacon double cheeseburger coupon.
Did you try calling his hotel?
I tried. There isn't a phone in the hotel. It's a payphone on the corner. Oh. Christine, I swear to you, if he misses this, after all I've gone through to get it... Hey, Charles, is it 6:57 already?
Just about. Frank and Kathy Lee are on their way down. Where's Luther and his...
Ruth Ann? They're parking the car. Hey, listen, Charles, if they have a tough time finding a space, I mean, we still got a couple of minutes leeway, don't we?
I'm sorry, Hayden. I've got over 1,000 people waiting in there. Excuse me. I'll be right back.
They're not going to make it, are they?
I can't believe this. I mean, they ought to be able to wait a couple of minutes. Come on, let's be honest. It's not like it's the King and Queen of England. It's only... Hey, Kathy Lee!
How are you? You know me? I'm a huge Screaming Eagles fan. Great season last year.
Thank you.
Sorry about this year.
Thanks.
Oh,
This is my wife, Christina Armstrong.
Hi. Christine.
Hello.
And this is my wife. I know.
Well,
my wife has a morning show, too. She's the U of Minneapolis.
Really? Well, it's nice to meet me.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
Well, listen, Hayden, looks like time's about up, huh?
Can't you give me a couple more minutes?
What's going on here?
Well, my defensive coordinator, Luther Van Dam, is one of your biggest fans. I mean, he once played against you when you were at USC.
That's the guy that sent me the tooth.
Some guy sent you a tooth?
Yeah, he said I knocked it out in a game and he wanted me to have it. A real sicko.
Listen, shall we go in?
Yes, I have got to get some sleep tonight because I got to face Regis first thing in the morning.
Sorry, Hayden. Okay. See you inside?
Jeez, Charles, please. I mean, there you go. There's Luther for you.
Oh, I hope nothing happened.
Hey,
Luther!
What are you doing here already?
What do you mean, already? Where have you been?
Where have I been? We went back to the hotel and showered so we get here early.
Early? What do you mean, early?
It's only 6 o'clock. We're an hour early.
Luther, it's 6 o'clock in Minneapolis.
Huh?
You forgot to reset your watch. It's an hour later here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, we didn't miss him, did we?
No.
Isn't there something we can do?
He's in there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, but you can't go in there. There's 1,000 people in there. They're waiting for me to give a speech.
You're going in there?
Yeah, you know I'm going in there. I'm sitting on the dais. I'll see you later, Luth.
I'm sorry, Luther. There'll be another time, sweetie.
No, there won't.
Well, I've known Frank for 40 years, so I feel fully qualified to let you know exactly what kind of a person he is. You know, I remember our junior year at USC. We were both living at the fraternity house. Of course, Frank and I were inseparable. Now, you can imagine how exciting it was for me. A guy who'd been cut from the freshman team, being this close to the greatest player of all time, the Golden Boy. And yet Frank was the only one who was never impressed with himself. He took it all in stride.
What the hell are you doing here?
I just want to see him and get his autograph. I may not give another chance.
It's too late, Luther. You blew it. Now get out of here.
It's not my fault, Hayden. It couldn't be helped.
You're an adult now. Now get out of here before someone calls security.
As a football player, as a broadcaster, as a friend, as a person, no one has comported himself with the dignity that my friend, Frank Giffen. We all know who our next speaker is. Kathy Lee.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you. I know I've told you for a long time that my life is perfect. Well, it's not. It's not easy being married to the human love machine. It's not easy for Frank either. Nothing in his life has prepared him for life with me. I mean, this is a man who played in the NFL for 12 years, went to the Pro Bowl 8 times in 3 different positions, is in the Hall of Fame, has been on Monday Night Football for 24 years. And just the other day, he's walking through the airport and some guy stops him and goes, I know you. You're married to Regis. It's really not. This is another time. A baby. So thank you very much. Who was that guy?
Maybe it's the tooth guy.
Are we all right?
Oh, yeah, the security guy's got him.
Before we serve the vichyssoise, we have one more person who wants to share his thoughts with you. The coach of the National Championship College football team, the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles, Coach Hayden Fox. Hayden.
Well, it's very exciting to be sitting up here next to Frank Gifford. As a college football coach, I spent a great deal of time thinking about the ethics involved in college sports. About whether college athletes should be paid and about whether getting an education is enough payback for what a university gets from its pledge.
Frank Gifford is proof that an education is enough, and that armed with that education, you can have a rewarding and successful life after you get done playing. Because Frank has a very wonderful life, you know, which is a lot of fun for him. He's got a great wife. He's got two just beautiful kids. Got a beautiful home there in Connecticut.
Hey, Frank.
They go on cruises.
How you doing?
I know you. You're the tooth guy.
Yeah, I'm your biggest fan. I just wondered if you'd give me a...
No, look around!
It's a pleasure to finally meet you. Would you sign this for me?